Week 15, Tuesday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. The Lord is a great King. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs, let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is a great King. Come, let us adore him. Worship, glory, praise, and honour to our God high throned above. We, with many generations, join to praise thy name of love. In the Scriptures, by the Spirit, may we see the Saviour's face, hear his word and heed his calling, know his will and grow in grace. Let God arise, let those who hate him flee before him. Psalm 67. Let God arise, let his foes be scattered, let those who hate him flee before him. As smoke is blown away, so will they be blown away, like wax that melts before the fire, so the wicked shall perish at the presence of God. But the just shall rejoice at the presence of God, they shall exult and dance for joy. O sing to the Lord, make music to his name, make a highway for him who rides on the clouds. Rejoice in the Lord, exult in his presence. Father of the orphan, defender of the widow, such is God in his holy place. God gives the lonely a home to live in. He leads the prisoners forth into freedom, but rebels must dwell in a parched land. When you went forth, O God, at the head of your people, when you marched across the desert, the earth trembled. The heavens melted at the presence of God, at the presence of God, Israel's God. You poured down, O God, a generous rain. When your people were starved, you gave them new life. It was there that your people found a home, prepared in your goodness, O Lord, for the poor. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let God arise, let those who hate him flee before him. This God of ours is a God who saves. The Lord holds the keys of death. Psalm 67 continued. The Lord gives the word to the bearers of good tidings. The Almighty has defeated a numberless army, and kings and armies are in flight, while you were at rest among the sheepfolds. At home the women already share the spoil. They are covered with silver as the wings of a dove, its feathers brilliant with shining gold, and jewels flashing like snow on Mount Salmon. The mountains of Bashan are mighty mountains. High-ridged mountains are the mountains of Bashan. Why look with envy, you high-ridged mountains, at the mountain where God has chosen to dwell? It is there that the Lord shall dwell for ever. The chariots of God are thousands upon thousands. The Lord has come from Sinai to the holy place. You have gone up on high, you have taken captives, receiving men in tribute, O God, even those who rebel into your dwelling, O Lord. May the Lord be blessed day after day. He bears our burdens, God our Saviour. This God of ours is a God who saves. The Lord our God holds the keys of death, and God will smite the head of his foes, the crown of those who persist in their sins. The Lord said, I will bring them back from Bashan, I will bring them back from the depths of the sea. Then your feet will tread in their blood, and the tongues of your dogs take their share of the foe. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. This God of ours is a God who saves. The Lord holds the keys of death. Kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. Praise the Lord. Psalm 67 concluded. They see your solemn procession, O God, the procession of my God, of my King, to the sanctuary, the singers in the forefront, the musicians coming last, between them maidens sounding their timbrels. In festive gatherings bless the Lord. Bless God, O you who are Israel's sons. There is Benjamin, least of the tribes at the head, Judah's princes, a mighty throng, Zebulun's princes, Naphtali's princes. Show forth, O God, show forth your might, O God, which you have shown for us. For the sake of your temple high in Jerusalem, may kings come to you, bringing their tribute. Threaten the wild beast that dwells in the reeds, the bands of the mighty and lords of the peoples, let them bow down, offering silver. Scatter the peoples who delight in war, princes will make their way from Egypt, Ethiopia will stretch out her hands to God. Kingdoms of the earth, sing to God, praise the Lord, who rides on the heavens, the ancient heavens. He thunders his voice, his mighty voice. Come, acknowledge the power of God. His glory is on Israel, his might is in the skies. God is to be feared in his holy place. He is the Lord, Israel's God. He gives strength and power to his people. Blessed be God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. Praise the Lord. I will listen to what the Lord has to say. He speaks of peace for his people. A reading from the first book of Kings, chapter 19. Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, So may the gods do to me, and more also, if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by this time tomorrow. Then he was afraid, and he arose and went for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a broom tree, and he asked that he might die, saying, It is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am no better than my father's. And he lay down and slept under a broom tree, and behold, an angel touched him and said to him, Arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was at his head a cake baked on hot stones and a jar of water. And he ate and drank and lay down again. And the angel of the Lord came again a second time and touched him and said, Arise and eat, else the journey will be too great for you. And he arose, and ate, and drank, and went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the mount of God. And there he came to a cave, and lodged there, and behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and said to him, Go forth, and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains, and broke in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. and after the earthquake a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. And when Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And behold, there came a voice to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He said, "I have been very jealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the people of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and slain your prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away." And the Lord said to him, "Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael to be king over Syria, and Jehu, the son of Nimshi, you shall anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat of Abimaholah, you shall anoint to be prophet in your place. And him who escapes from the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay, and him who escapes from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha slay. Yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him." So he departed from there, and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was ploughing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he was with the 12th. Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle over him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, "Let me kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you." And he said to him, "Go back again, for what have I done to you?" And he returned from following him, and took the yoke of oxen and slew them, and boiled their flesh with the yokes of the oxen, and gave it to his people, and they ate. Then he arose, and went after Elijah, and ministered to him. Responsory based on Exodus 33. The Lord said to Moses, "While my glory passes by, I will put you in a crevice of the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by, for no mortal man may see God and live. No one has ever seen God, but God's only Son, who is nearest to the Father's heart, has made him known. For no mortal man may see God and live." A reading from the Treatise of St. Ambrose on the Mysteries. The Apostle teaches you that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. Moses himself says in his song, "You sent forth your spirit and the sea covered them." You observe that even then holy baptism was prefigured in that crossing of the Hebrews when the Egyptians perished and the Hebrew escaped. What other lesson are we taught every day by this sacrament, if not that guilt is swallowed up and error destroyed, while virtue and innocence pass through unharmed? You hear that our fathers were under the cloud, a kindly cloud which cooled the fires of carnal passions. It overshadows those whom the Holy Spirit visits. Then it came upon the Virgin Mary, and the power of the Most High overshadowed her when she conceived redemption for the human race. That miracle was wrought in a figure through Moses. If, then, the Spirit was in the figure, is he not present in the reality, since Scripture tells us, quote, "The law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." End of quote. Mara was a fountain of bitter water. Moses plunged wood into it, and it was made sweet. Now water, without the proclamation of the cross of the Lord, is of no avail for future salvation. But after it has been consecrated by the mystery of the saving cross, it is made ready to serve as a spiritual washing and as a cup of salvation. As Moses, that is, the prophet, plunged wood into that fountain, so too the priest, by his proclamation, plunges the Lord's cross into this fountain, and the water is made sweet unto grace. Do not believe your natural sight only. What is not seen is more truly seen, for this is eternal, while the other is temporal. We see more truly what is not perceptible to the eyes, but is discerned by the mind and the soul. Next, you must learn the lesson of the reading you have heard from the Book of Kings. Naaman was a Syrian who suffered from leprosy, and no one could cleanse him. Then a young captive girl said that there was a prophet in Israel who could cleanse him from his affliction. Having taken silver and gold, we are told, he went to the king of Israel. When the latter heard why he had come, he rent his clothes, saying that there was really a plot against him, since demands were being made of him which did not lie in his royal power. Elisha, however, sent word to the king to send the Syrian to him, that he might know that there was a God in Israel. And when he had come, he made him bathe 7 times in the river Jordan. Then Naaman began to reflect that he had better waters in his own country, in which he had often bathed, without ever being cleansed of his leprosy. This held him back, and he was inclined not to obey the command of the prophet. But his servants advised and persuaded him to give way, and he bathed. He was cleansed instantly, and he understood that it is not by water, but by grace, that a man is cleansed. Responsory from Psalm 77. The Lord led out his own people like sheep. He laid them in safety, and they were not afraid. And the sea closed over their enemies. They all received baptism into the fellowship of Moses in cloud and sea, and the sea closed over their enemies. Let us pray. God and Father, to those who go astray, you reveal the light of your truth and enable them to return to the right path. Grant that all who have received the grace of baptism may strive to be worthy of their Christian calling and reject everything opposed to it. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.